This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're going to get back into the O's after the upcoming break. Colton Cowser, he's back on a heater. Can he continue to ride it? We'll get into that in a few. But joining us now, it's a Hall of Famer. She's Lucy Burge. You know her. You love her. Lucy, Bill Belichick hated media during his time in the NFL. And now that he is one of us, he can't get enough of it. He's doing a podcast now?
Yeah, this is wild. Good afternoon. Yeah, now he is the media, and I've seen some media members not too thrilled about that, ones whom he treated with disdain
yes.
during his time. But I do see some differences here. So he spoke to media members the way he did, ones who covered the team, ones who report on the team, and I don't know if he's going to be doing reporting per se. So I see a difference here, and I don't think there is a double standard here. I think he is a member of the media. I feel more for entertainment and firsthand informational purposes. I feel like there's a difference here with that, but I think he is enjoying doing Pat McAfee and doing media appearances, and so that led to him wanting to do this podcast. And you can tell he's getting enjoyment out of it, and he really loves doing it because we never see him smile unless he's doing stuff like this. It's crazy. But this makes me think what he will be doing on this podcast makes me think he will return to coaching after this season, and he will return as soon as possible. I mean, as soon as a job opens up, perhaps, maybe with the Cowboys, something like that, maybe.
Eagles.
But with this podcast, he will be kind of like as if he's coaching. What I assume it to be is like not a video game, but like simulated coaching. And he clearly misses it. He clearly misses football. He clearly wants to stay in football. And I think he will be open to coaching jobs after this. And I don't see this as a sign that he will retire completely from coaching in the NFL.
No, and he has a cheerleader helping him along. So
we
endeavor to see where Bill Belichick ends up when he ends his media tour. I'm not sure if this made its way to your radar, Luce. I hadn't heard about it till my buddy Carl Dukes was telling me about it on the podcast we do together in the huddle. So there was an interview with Gerard Mayo recently, and he was asked about like how helpful Bill Belichick's been in the transition, or you know, if Bill's been a resource for him, and he basically was like, "Yeah, I haven't, not so much. Like, haven't really heard from him." Do you think Bill Belichick is just kind of hoping that the Patriots remain in the muck, because then that way maybe it absolves him a little bit, or like at least they didn't get better, you know, when I left, because obviously it got worse when Brady left. So do you think he's secretly rooting for it to get even worse with him gone?
Oh, absolutely. And if I was Bill Belichick, I would too, because they fired you. They said and made a fool of you. Yes, I absolutely think that he wants the Patriots to win zero games this season. And I would too if I was him. I think Tom Brady, when he went to Tampa, he wanted the Patriots to be bad without him, because he wants people to, and as they do, refer to him as the one who saved the whole region, saved the whole team from disaster, which is what happened. Everything fell apart as soon as Tom Brady left. And I think Tom Brady got massive satisfaction out of that. And I don't think that's even a question, really. I mean, of course he loved it. The very first play of the Buccaneers game, Brady's very first game with the Buccaneers, he ran in the touchdown like Cam Newton did earlier in the day. That day, he knew exactly what the Patriots were doing every single week and kept tabs on them every single game. Belichick, I think, will be doing the same thing and rooting for them to not win at all. If I was Bill Belichick, I wouldn't talk to Gerard Mayo at all.
But lose.
I wouldn't give him any advice.
But
nothing. Because I would say if I was Bill Belichick, I would say, well, you fired me, so you don't need me. So clearly, you don't need me anymore. So I wouldn't even give any advice at all.
Shouldn't this be a little different? Like, hate Kraft, right? And clearly he despises Kraft. I mean, that was one of the subplots of the Brady roast. But, like, Mayo busted his ass for him as a player. You know what I mean? Like, Mayo's one of his guys. Like, Mayo led his locker room. Mayo led his defense. Mayo rose as a coach under him. Like, Belichick's, all of his coaches have failed. Like, couldn't he root for one of them to succeed? Like, couldn't he hope somebody on his family tree isn't an abject failure? What about that part of it? What about the human part of it where it's like, hey, man, that guy busted his ass and helped me do what I did. I could at least help him a little bit. Like, I could at least return his phone calls.
You would think, but then you've got Gerard Mayo up there calling his introductory press conference, calling Robert Kraft Thundercat. And, like, we're best friends. I have this tremendously weird nickname for him. And so they're great friends. So it seems Gerard Mayo is a team Robert Kraft. And, I mean, obviously, he's the guy who employs
him.
Oh, yeah,
he's paying him.
Yes, but if I'm Belichick, above everything else is I was fired. And helping Gerard Mayo at this point helps Robert Kraft. So absolutely no, I am not giving any advice to the Patriots. And I would say, you know, cut ties, done ties with the Patriots, because he was just fired. It's got to be still raw, even though I think what he is doing is, I mean, is that a more fun job? Maybe. Does he still get paid a lot? Yes. So should he be, is he probably happy with what he's doing? Yes. So there's a revenge factor in that,
yeah.
Maybe. But also, if this is true, that Robert Kraft is telling teams, don't hire Bill Belichick, I am disgusted if I am Belichick, and I want nothing to do with the Patriots organization as long as Robert Kraft owns the team.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Don't cross Lucy Burge. Speaking of Lucy Burge,
no.
It's inside access on the fin.
Blood feud.
Now I'm going to go in a vastly different direction, and I apologize. Obviously, I wasn't here last week to talk to you. I know this happened last week, but I wanted your opinion of it. Trash talking in sports is, you know, it's huge. I mean, it happens every single game. Cal Quantrill's dig on Reese McGuire, not suitable for work. If you haven't seen it, just Google it. That's like
next
an
level.
All-timer, right? That's an all-timer.
Number one, top of the list of trash talk in the history of sports. Because the Reese McGuire, what he did, is something that I frequently wonder. Do other players mention it to him?
Right.
First thing they think of when, because this was in the news. It was in the New York Post. It was probably international, you would think, because of the team he played for at the time. But I wonder if players, is it the first thing they think of when they see him? Clearly it is. Clearly it is. Because Cal Quantrill had that ready to go to his face. Not only said it to him, but said it on television. Television. This is exactly what I wanted to just know for a fact, if this is something players ever bring up to him, and said it very clearly. You don't have to be a lip reader to see what he said to Reese McGuire on TV. And the players' reaction to it, the Red Sox players, where they were waiting outside of the home team clubhouse to a fight, I'm assuming, and they were waiting out by the buses, reportedly, and there was reportedly some concern because both teams were leaving. The Rockies were also leaving, so they were both going to the airport. So would something pick up at the airport fight-wise? This was the greatest trash talking I've ever seen, because you had this opportunity to say this to this guy, and everyone's like, oh my God, I wonder if anyone ever mentions it. They do. They think about it, and they know, and they are ready to go with from the clouds yelling at him. I don't know what led to this, but I think it will make for a very good sequence of events in the Netflix show that will be the Netflix is following the Red Sox this season. And Netflix cameras, I'm assuming, caught all of this. So I would hope so.
Smooth transition from that into your dong predictions. You are queen of dongs. What is your pick today?
Yes, I'm hoping to regain my crown from my Bet Flips and Bat Flips co-host, Jake Hassan, 2 p.m. to 2:30 Eastern every day on the BetQL Network. He has hit multiple home runs in a row. It was up to 5, I believe. It's a little dip in that yesterday, maybe not, but I am hoping to regain that crown with Bobby Witt Jr., to hit a home run. He has one home run in his last 3 games, 19 this season. In the month of July, he hit .489, batting .489 last month, which was the 5th highest average in a calendar month in Major League Baseball since 1930. So he is making a little bit of history in July. I hope he can carry it into August. He is facing Keiter Montero, who gave up 3 home runs in his last start, and 5 over his last 2 starts. So I think Bobby Witt Jr. can hit a home run tonight.
Yeah, I like the Royals on the run line in that game as well. Seth Lugo, I think they're 8-3 in his road starts, and they've won pretty much all of them on the run line.
Mm-hmm. Very nice.
Tigers not scoring many runs without Riley Green. Check out, Lou, some of the right-handed bats of the Guardians, what they do against left-handed pitching at home, and then check out Trevor Rogers' road splits. Not Miami, where the ball doesn't carry. I think it's 8 home runs and 52 innings pitched on the road. I think righties have like an OPS of 9-something against him on the road. Yeah. Ramirez.
Could be a late addition.
Stephen Kwan maybe for 2 hits. Even though he's lefty, he destroys lefties, especially at home. Just saying. Nailer.
Yeah. Yep. Guardians are hot.
Guardians are 24-8 against left-handed pitching.
She's
unbelievable.
She's Lucy Burge, queen of the dongs. Lucy, thank you as
thank
always.
You.
We'll talk next week.
Thank you very much. You guys are the best. I will talk to you guys next week.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.